Hello, and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media. I'll be your host. I'm Raymond Galker. And this is our show where we go out into the community and bring individuals and organizations into the studio to share all the wonderful things they're doing to make our community a better place to live. And this episode would be no different.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Ryan Gibbs with us today. Ryan?
Hello.
Ryan is the producing artistic director at Totem Pole Playhouse.
That's exactly right. It's a lot of words.
Ryan, what is your job?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great place to start. So I'm in a standard nonprofit structure. You might executive director, that sort of a director of operations. But what I do is I oversee all operations at the Playhouse. So everything from programming, we're professional theater. We do a Broadway series. We do concerts. We do special events. We do camps. We do education. We do holiday. I oversee and execute all that programming, from picking the titles to hiring the staff to keeping up with the building to I fix the HVAC. Like, it's like a little bit of everything. See if the parking lot needs tended to. I oversee all of that, sort of start to finish.
Is this your dream job?
You know, it is in many, many ways. This is what I feel like I do. You know, my career has been really varied through the years. I have about 25 years of experience in live event production, and I've worked on everything from Broadway shows to like dinner theater shows all the way to Broadway shows and theater in a couple of different capacities. I've done not a lot of TV and film, but a little bit of radio and a little bit of rock and roll and some corporate events. And like, what you do is you get all of this, you take little pieces from all of that into a job like this, where you're running a sort of a smaller operation, but needs someone who is interested in all of those things. That is, interested in the condition of the seating as they are, as the talent on stage, as they're interested into how often do they pick up the dumpsters and clean them, you know, all of that. So,
and all of that is important to you.
Every bit of it.
Because it's all like a gem that you're polishing.
That's very well put. That's exactly what it is. And it takes looking at all the facets of the gem to make sure it's successful.
So, tell us about Totem Pole Playhouse.
Yeah, so we're in our 76th season of continuous professional theater operation. Opened in 1950, right across the street from our current location. We're in Caledonia State Park in the Michaux Forest. Our original location was, the Caledonia Furnace, one of Thaddeus Stevens's old furnaces there. Above that used to be where the original location of the Playhouse was. That burnt down in 1970, and then we built the space we're in now across the street. We've been in there ever since. I'm the seventh artistic director or producer or whatever you want to call it. So there haven't been a ton of folks in 76 years that have looked after it. But most famously, we're known for, from 1954 to 1983, Bill Putsch and Gene Stapleton from All in the Family. It was their small business in Chambersburg. It was a business like any other business. She would shoot All in the Family all winter and spend her summers doing shows at the Playhouse. And now, in 84, they began that transition, which they finished in 1995, I think, of becoming a full nonprofit. So now we're a nonprofit arts center, is what we are now. But still producing the same spine of what they produced back then. Classics, things people want to see, new pieces, comedies, musicals, things like that.
It's actually somewhat a surreal environment.
It is.
It is magical.
It is magical. I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was a younger man, I guess in my 20s, my wife Vanessa, her this was like one of the best things that she looked forward to all summer, was going to see a play.
Yeah.
And of course, I had the opportunity to go along, and what a great experience.
Yeah.
I mean, the atmosphere is phenomenal.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit different than it was back then. I get the feel.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, we have air conditioning now. Like, for a long time, they had those big louvered walls, you know, up until the, I think, late 90s, it was still open air. We run our shows a tiny bit longer than they used to. We used to do like a new show every week and a half for 2 weeks. We kind of do one every 3 weeks now. We take a little more time getting them together. Another big difference between sort of what Totem Pole is now is we do a lot more in the off season. We do concert series. We do children's theater. We bring in school groups so they have like that first experience in a theater. Sometimes it's with us at Totem Pole, and then they're also coming into the state park in the off season. So we think it's a great use of the park. Sometimes it's our work at the Majestic where we put our Christmas show every year. We bring students into that and sort of take the show out of the in the snowy time. Take it out of the park and bring it into town. But another way that it's a little bit different than how it was is what our audience is. Like, forever, Totem Pole was just local subscribers and people who vacationed in Michaud. And now we still have, that's still 50, 55, 60% even maybe of our audience, but we also do a lot of bus group tourism. So about half of our audience is the Tri-County area.
Okay.
And about of that, you know, almost 30% of it is Adams County. And then the rest of it is bus group tourism from the tri-state area. People coming in and they stop at the Barn, or they stop at Country Bridge, like a lot of these Adams County restaurants, and have lunch there. And they come up and see the show at the Playhouse, then they go back home.
And these may be people that are coming from Lancaster or Hershey or possibly even close to Philly.
Yeah, yeah, and south too, a lot of Baltimore, a lot of the D.C. sphere, some West Virginia, a lot of Maryland. And then up north, a lot of like Williamsport, like even heading up north, you know, Lancaster, Philly, those areas have, Lancaster is its own tourist destination that has a lot of its own theater. So a lot, you know, that's sort of like a gate for a lot of folks coming. They stop in Lancaster, but sometimes they'll do a weekend and they'll do like a show in Lancaster and they'll jet over here to do Gettysburg and then see a show with us and then head back to Lancaster to catch a smorgasbord or something before they head home. So.
Yeah, I Destination Gettysburg is phenomenal.
Yeah, great partners. We love being a partner with them.
And I think in the tourist area, they try to get people to the tri-area, like
yeah.
you said.
Yep.
So when they get here, they spend some time in Hershey,
yep.
some time in Lancaster, and some time in
right
Gettysburg
here with us.
And up here with us. And, you know, you're still in Adams County.
We are right on the line. So there's a part of our lease with the park that is in Adams County, but the bulk of the, like, our offices sit right in Franklin County. Like, I always joke because I'm the one who goes down like by the Route 30 sign and like clear all the brush, you know?
Okay.
And I can see the Adams County sign. Like, so we Adams County has been very generous to sort of fold us into their, as part of their community. But in the most technical sense, we sit in Franklin County.
But I'm going to somewhat say that the most important part of you is in Adams County.
Absolutely. Absolutely is. Well, that's what we do. And truly, that's what we do a lot of. We bring our Christmas show into Adams County every year. You know, we spend quite a bit of money housing artists in Adams County. We house them at the seminary. We house them at Gettysburg College. We have a lot of really strong both philanthropic and financial partnerships in Adams County. And we love that. We love being a part of that tourism. We love being a part of that community. We love bringing our work there. So absolutely.
It is very important that the Playhouse is a part of our community.
Yeah.
It enriches our community in many different ways.
Yeah.
Can you share some of that with us?
Sure. I mean, well, for one thing, it's just comprehensive performing arts of professional theater. Like, you have the Majestic for, like, sort of what the opera, ballet, dance, music end of it is, and then we're sort of the theater piece of it. And there aren't a lot of professional operating theaters. And I mean, you to get to one, if you wanted to see professional theater, your next stop would be going to Baltimore, going to DC, going to Lancaster. They're the nearest ones. So to have that right here in your back, and I promise if you look at our prices, if you look at the box offices, we're a really affordable option. So that's a big part of it. And then the community engagement. We offer classes. We are always trying to partner with organizations in Adams County to come in to provide education and outreach if we need to. But a big part of it is our relationship with the Majestic. We've done for over a decade now, we've done our holiday programming there every year, be it Christmas Carol or something else that we're doing. That is big. That is a lot of impact on all of those businesses. You know, that is maybe 4,000 people. 4,000 people coming into downtown. We're part of the Christmas festival. We have a show. It's like tree lighting, Tuba Fest. You could walk right down and catch our show. All part of that. And all of those folks that are coming in are getting lunch or dinner or staying over for those 2 weeks.
So, Ryan. Ryan Gibbs, the producing artistic director at Totem Pole Playhouse.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. Absolutely living the dream. Yeah.
Because, you know, the Totem Pole Playhouse, like I said, is magical. And like you just got done explaining, you know, this is a great opportunity. We get to see professional.
Yeah. And
actors.
Yeah, with Broadway credits and national tour credits and TV credits. And you know, it's and the other thing about it is when people work for us, everyone who works for us gets a paycheck. You know, it's a lot of people's first jobs from Adams County, from wherever. If their first job is they're an usher at Totem Pole. Sometimes it's their last job as they've retired. They come, they either volunteer or they usher or they get paid to usher at Totem Pole. And it works all the way up. And we work with 3 labor unions. So we have... If you're working on one of those collective bargaining agreements, we're paying into people's health care, we're paying into people's pensions. And we provide 8 shows a week when we run. So we can, a lot of the, like if you, there's there are a handful of really lovely community theaters in this area that we partner with on some and we have great relationships with. But with the community theaters, you know, everyone who's doing the shows, they have a regular day job. So they only can do shows usually on the weekends. We have 5 matinees a week because that's what we find our community wants. A lot of our audience is seniors and they want something to do on a Tuesday afternoon. And we've got this really... easy parking, like don't have to drive downtown somewhere and get a parking garage and have that sort of comprehensive performing arts experience and see true capital P professional theater.
But this is a great opportunity for our children too.
Yeah.
Because, okay, some people have the opportunity to excel in sports.
Yep.
Some in music.
Yep.
Some in theater.
Yep.
And to be able to be around people that have the same passion.
Yep. It's
and see that is actually a possibility for my gift mm-hmm. to be developed. Is there opportunity? Now you have professional actors.
Yep.
And you come up with different plays.
Yep.
And they're learning and coordinating and choreographing everything there.
Yep.
And at the same time, you probably have another play going on.
That's right. So we rehearsed for like 2 weeks in the rehearsal studio, which is on our campus, while one is running. So right now, we're about to open Oscar and Felix, A New Look at the Odd Couple, which is a really funny little rewrite of The Odd Couple. Feels like the TV show. Very funny, very fast. And then we'll go into rehearsals for South Pacific. And talking a little bit about we have lots of folks from the community also in our shows. You know, there's always a handful of locals. Usually we shoot for 30% of our of our cast is people from the local community. Some of them are professionals and some of them are not, but we treat them all like professionals, you know, when they come and work for us.
Because they are.
Because they are, because they're doing the gig, right?
They're and it's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
And where else would they get that?
I know.
And how that right up the road is phenomenal. I mean, if your child or someone in your family loves acting, you can be around people with the same passion.
Yeah, and you talk, and even like musicians too. Like, so we did Million Dollar Quartet Christmas at the Majestic here in Adams County last year, and we have all these school groups and stuff that come in, and they usually send us because we raise a, we do a bunch of fundraising, so they don't have to pay; they can come for free, right? We get letters back from them, and the number of kids that were like, there was a Jerry Lee Lewis, and he just goes crazy on that piano, like he sits on it and plays it behind it, like all kinds of those tricks, and the number of kids that wrote in, and these are seventh and eighth graders that wrote in and were like, I started taking piano lessons. That was really cool. I loved the live music. I want to learn how to play the drums. Like, and so, again, I always talk about comprehensive performing arts, but let's say you come see our South Pacific, right? There's seven musicians playing. We got a French horn, we got piano, drums, French horn, violin, reeds, flutes, all that stuff for a classic musical. So you've got dancers, you've got actors, you've got singers, you've got musicians. You've got, if your kid loves art, just like the sets, we build all of our sets. They're hand painted. Like, it is all expressions of art. There's if you have someone in your life, or just you as an audience, as an adult or a young adult, a teen, a little kid, it's a great way to expose them to it. With all within a tank of gas, right? Like, it's a great way to expose them to it and see how that goes. And if you have a young one and they really like it, we do three summer camps in the summer. We just finished our little kids camp, which is 7 to 10 year olds, where they write a play. This year it was about pirates. They wrote a play about pirates, and we put it on for them, and they worked on it for a week, and we just did that. And then we have ones for musical theater camps for the older kids. We're just starting our Beetlejuice camp. We have our Matilda camp, or Disney's The Descendants camp. So it's about 40 kids a camp that come in for 2 weeks, work with real professionals who are out there doing it, and then at the end, they put a show on.
And you try to make scholarships for these.
We have scholarships available. There's scholarships available for them, for folks who need them. We, again, through grant raising, if you'd like to get involved with helping subsidize the scholarships, we always are looking for that. But, like, we raise money so that there are folks that it isn't accessible for them, is not accessible for them, and we try and make sure they can get in.
If someone wanted to get involved.
Yeah. Best way to do it is to pick up the phone and call Totem Pole, or go on our website. There's a totempoleplayhouse.org is our website. There's a tab that's like, that literally is get involved, and it will take you to a place where you can fill out a form. I usually if you call the office, if the box office is already on the phone, usually it's me or my managing director. It's a small team like that picks up the phone. People are always surprised when I answer the phone, but there's, you know, they just, it gets routed to me. And same with the email. Those emails, when you want to volunteer, we either go to Renee, who coordinates our volunteers, or directly to me, and we'd love to find a place for people to get involved.
And when someone volunteers, there's a good chance that you accept them?
Or? Yeah, yeah, we're always looking for volunteers. And it's a great thing you can do, too. It's called our Friends Circle. There's a tier of volunteerism for us that's the Friends Circle, which is just you sort of help usher and greet people and get them into their seats, but then you get to see shows for free. So we have a lot of early retirees do that. As soon as they sort of hit that world of a fixed income, they sign up to be a volunteer. They do one or two shifts a week, and they can always see the show for free.
So if you have a passion and acting is and that's just part of it. Acting is just part of it.
But that's a great example. That's a great thing to talk about.
If yours is design, clothing, music, it takes a village.
It does. Well, the one we just closed, which is called Come From Away, which was a huge hit. People really loved it. Start to finish, when you count the ushers, everything, we're talking about almost 100 people to put that together. When you remove the audience facing, like front of house, just the people on the production, you're still looking at almost 60 people. You're looking at carpenters and stitchers and painters and props artisans and hair people and all of that to get, plus the 16 actors in the company, plus the six musicians in the company, plus the director, the designers, the people who design all of that stuff. It's a lot of artists that we bring in.
So this is a great opportunity to see if this is your passion.
Correct.
You know, this, you have opportunity for the youth.
Yep.
There's opportunity for the youth to come in and be exposed to this community.
That's right. And we also have classes in the fall and the spring that are really niche kind of things, like how to, we did a stage makeup class for kids this year, and a professional makeup artist came in and taught them how to do like a goofy thing and then like a standard like stage makeup, because the lights are bright and you need to enhance it a little bit. And then I think they made like witch noses or like, you know, or bruises, like the fun stuff.
They had a lot of fun.
They had so much fun. And we had one that was just on like, for high school kids, like how do you build a character? You know, like you get your script, you don't have a whole lot of acting training. How do you figure out how to make some good choices that like you'll feel confident, more confident about. We're launching a public speaking class, for adults in business that like need to know how to give a lecture or give a presentation.
Well, become confident.
Become confident. Get those basic skills. And so that's the other thing we're here for. So lots of ways to get involved.
So is there stories of individuals who came, saw,
and conquered?
Yeah.
I'm sure that there is. That's a great question. I mean, we have lots of folks that have come up through our summer, like our camp programs through the years that were started by two producers ago, started this camp program. And a lot of them have gone on and are out there in the business, you know, doing things now. But even we have a young man who's working for us now, who's an usher for us, right? And then he saw me one day up on our lift with our big air handlers changing the HVAC things. And he was like, what's that about? And he asked his boss and they said, oh, that's, he got interested in just the building a little bit. So then he wanted to power wash and then he wanted to do brush work. Mm-hmm. And like, he's been doing that. Now he's going to help us load in and out the sets. So you find these things that we, you know, part of the mission-based work is just sort of curating and nurturing young talent, mm-hmm. people who have that spark and that interest in giving them a place and an opportunity to, for those who show up and say, hey, I'm interested in that.
Right. And that's what a great community does. The great community provides opportunity for the youth.
Yeah.
And provides the opportunity for them to gain confidence. First of all, they become aware, hey, this opportunity exists.
Yeah.
People can actually make a living doing this.
That's right.
And, you know, I kind of love this.
That's exactly right.
And then you nurture the love.
Yep.
You show them how to set goals.
Yep.
You show them how to advance.
That's right.
And you support. You build a community.
That's right. You really do.
In the sense of building your community, you help our community grow.
I think that's well put. I think that's beautifully put. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the hope. That's what we're here for, mm-hmm. right?
And it's different. Your vision is kind of different than before because you do a lot more than you used to.
We do. Yeah. My whole thing is Totem Pole always needs to go... we have to go wider, not taller, right? And so it's about moving into the off season. The third day I worked here, the HVAC began to go. And on July 4th of my first year, it totally died. We had to put in a whole new HVAC system, which you can imagine, costly endeavor, right? That we had no time to fundraise on. But the new one I put in has heat pumps in it. So all of a sudden we can, not that we'd ever, I think we'll always come into Adams County for the dead of winter because it's an old concrete building. I don't think the heat pumps would do it, but to get the chill out in the fall and the spring, we're cooking. So we have a concert series we do now in the fall and the spring. We have special events. And they're things to help find new audiences. The first one we did, our inaugural event was with Addressing Gettysburg, the local podcast. We did a live podcast show of theirs. Mm-hmm. And that brought in, of the people who came, 40% of them were people who had never bought tickets for us before. So it's also about finding new audiences with some of this programming, but it's also a lot of stuff that is like right in the wheelhouse of what our current audience loves too. So,
well, Ryan, I hope that you never feel so comfortable out there that you don't bring the holiday spirit into
I sure hope not.
Gettysburg, because, you know, we look forward to that.
We do too.
And, you know, there's so much I could talk about that is amazing that you do for our community. We are a better community because you guys exist. And the opportunities that you provide for our youth, the adults who have a passion for it, the adults and youth who just enjoy watching and participating. Phenomenal. I mean, it's like maintenance of the building to creating the sets to everything. And what you're doing for the, can you imagine the fun that the youth had writing their own play?
Yeah.
And then the classes you have, we can talk more and more, but our time is up today.
Our time's up. Very good. I just wanted to say thanks.
Would you like to say something?
Sure. I just want to say thanks. And especially like because we're talking to our Adams County friends. Like, thank you for having us. Thank you for hosting us. We feel the same way. We feel enriched by being able to come into Gettysburg every year. We have such great support. If you're always looking for ways to support, you can look at totempoleplayhouse.org. Historically, we've always been a part of the giving spree. That has been that, and any dollar we raise from those things, any grant that's a specific like Adams County grant or the giving spree, all of those dollars go directly 100% to support our work in Adams County. So we're really thankful for all that.
Brian, how did you get involved in
doing this? I started in seventh grade. I was failing English. And my seventh grade teacher came to me and said, you know what? You talk a lot. And we're doing a play. Would you like to be in a play for extra credit? We need boys to be in the play. And I played Apollo the sun god in a play about Greek mythology and got enough extra credit to pass English. And I was like, oh. I did it, and I was like, I think I have to figure out how to do this for a living.
You never came off the mountain, did you?
Never came off. Never came off. Not quite as fast as he is, but never came off the mountain.
No.
So that was how I started. And then through high school and then college and then just right out in the professional world and all the way on the Broadway.
And it's amazing how seventh grade is a very influential grade.
It is hugely.
I mean, that's when a lot of our youth have role models.
Yep.
And look at those people who are the freshmen, sophomore, junior, seniors.
Yep.
And decide. And it's great that they are given opportunities and know that there's more out there. So thanks for what you're doing.
What's that?
Thanks for what
thanks for what you're doing. I appreciate you having me. Thanks for hosting.
I'm sure you're going to be back, right?
You just text me. I'll be here. My favorite thing to do is talk about Totem Pole Playhouse.
There you go.
Yep.
The passion of your heart.
Yes, thank you.